Welcome to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We are continuing our series, our summary of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. It is based on the revised and updated 10th anniversary edition. The book was first published in 1998 and largely put Mr. Maxwell at the forefront on the topic of leadership. So today we will continue the series. You can find show notes and other information, useful resources, and links at the website growgreat.com. Law number 8, the law of intuition. Leaders evaluate everything with a leadership bias. Leaders look at the world in an unusual way. They possess leadership intuition that informs everything they do. Now, according to Mr. Maxwell, everybody is intuitive, but not all people are intuitive in the area of leadership. Generally, people are intuitive in the area of their expertise. So as you continue your growth as a leader, then obviously your leadership intuition should also improve. In all kinds of circumstances, leaders pick up on details that other people might not notice. They're just kind of tuned in to the dynamics of their leadership. They can sense people's attitudes. They can detect the chemistry among the team. And they just tell when they can tell when things are really humming, going good, and they can tell when things are kind of winding down. And leaders also are readers of trends. Most followers are focused on their current work. But leaders, they look years, even decades ahead. And they have the ability to step back from what's happening right here, right now in the moment, and to see where the organization's going. Their intuition tells them that something is happening. Conditions are changing. Maybe there's trouble coming. Maybe there's an opportunity coming. And leaders are also readers of people. They can sense what's happening in a room. They can sense whether there's curiosity. They can sense if there's some reluctance or doubt. They can sense if there's some anxiety. They can sense if there's some relief. Reading people is perhaps the most important intuitive skill that a leader can possess. To apply the law of intuition, Mr. Maxwell gives us 3 steps. Step 1, determine which is your strongest natural talent. Participate in that talent. Pay attention. Pay attention to your feelings. Pay attention to your instincts, your intuition. Keep track of when you know something is right or wrong before you have all the facts. Get to know your aptitude for intuition. Step number 2 to apply the law of intuition is work on improving your ability to read people by reading books on relationships, engaging more with people in conversation. Just become a people watcher. Step number 3 to apply the law of intuition, train yourself to think in terms of mobilizing people and harnessing the resources. Think about your current projects. And then imagine how you can accomplish those things without doing any of the work yourself. And ask yourself, who's the best person to take this on? What resources do we have that can help us? And how can I encourage my team to achieve success? And that's law number 8, the law of intuition. Leaders evaluate everything with a leadership bias. Thanks for listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can find show notes and useful resources and links over at the website growgreat.com. I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll subscribe, and I hope that you will tell a friend about the podcast as we continue this series of John Maxwell's book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Till next time, thank you.